News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
So the US and Iran have agreed to a deal due to be signed at the end of the week. The level of detail in that deal and what it encompasses and how long it will remain in place are some of the unanswered questions. Borzu Daragahi is with us. He's a longtime foreign correspondent and founder of Badlands Newsletter. Borzu, can you shed any light on those things? Are we talking about just a cessation of hostilities and an opening of the strait, or is it more detailed than that?
I think it is more detailed than that. There's agreements to talk about certain things, and it is an extension of the cessation of hostilities, more primarily. But it's also, as you mentioned, the reopening of the Strait of Hormuz and the unbottling of the Persian Gulf and all of the energy supplies that will come out of that. But there is definitely going to be some cash exchanged. Now, the details of that are not clear. There's disputes from the two sides about what form that exchange of cash is going to take. But it's there's definitely more to it than just the cessation of hostilities.
And do we know about the, is there a sunset clause to it? Is this a ceasefire for a set period of time, or is this the start of a permanent cessation?
I think 60 days is the term. And by the end of that 60 days, supposedly the Iranians and the Americans will come to some sort of agreement on Iran's nuclear program and perhaps a lifting of the sanctions or a more durable lifting of the sanctions. Apparently, there is some kind of easing of the sanctions during the 60-day period as well.
And at this early stage, is it possible to say whether or not this is any improvement from the status quo that was in place before the American attacks on Iran?
My guess is it is quite an improvement because you have all three actors, that is the Iranians, the Americans, and the coterie of diplomats that have been negotiating this deal, all of them saying that this is a breakthrough. You have Donald Trump talking about it in a certain way that has not been seen before. And you have the Iranians talking about it in a certain way that hasn't been seen before, as well as the primary Pakistani negotiators and intermediators.
Now, there's been a lot of skepticism from analysts saying that if you look at the original objective, so regime change being one, the absolute prohibition on ever creating a nuclear weapon being another, that those objectives, which were prime in the US intent at the start of all this, that they haven't necessarily been advanced, have they?
Well, I think that you're absolutely correct. That's the objective reality, though, is that the war was a failure, and this is basically acknowledging that. And it's if you look at underlying this agreement, is the fact that the U.S. and Israel completely failed. And as for the nuclear program, this declaration by the Iranians that they will not pursue nuclear weapons, the Americans had that in 2015, and the Iranians have been saying that for 40 years, that they don't want a nuclear weapon. So in a way, it's either meaningless or something that was already there.
What's the expectation of the Israeli reaction to this?
Oh, they're absolutely livid and kind of in a state of shock. There's not a lot of talk coming from the usual channels. I think they're gathering their strength and examining their options and coming up with new talking points. I think, as has been mentioned already, there is 5 days before the signing ceremony, and a lot could happen before that. But I think that basically Donald Trump, as many had predicted, is not exactly a man of principle or ideology, and that has good and bad aspects to it. And for the Israelis, at least, the fact that he is a man of, let's say, loose alliances and ever-changing priorities is a very bad thing in this particular case.
Now, you said the signing ceremony on Friday. That ceremony, I assume what is signed on Friday is an agreement to further talks rather than a standalone, that is the end of it, and that there is great complexity still to come thereafter.
Absolutely. And that's the problem. You know, it took, if listeners recall, 2 years, 2.5 years, really, for Iran and the U.S. to come up with their previous nuclear deal that the Americans tore up in 2018. And this will be it'll be a very tough battle to come up with a new agreement in that 60-day period. Perhaps they will come up within that 60-day period a framework for further discussions. I think that's probably the best we can hope for.
Although it is not something where the current administration has a great record for the kind of issues of great either legislative or contractual complexity, they don't tend to stick with. If you look at the healthcare replacement of the Affordable Care Act, that has been promised now for several decades or more than a decade, and there has been no real progress in an alternative. Once Trump gets his off-ramp, will his attention just go elsewhere?
I think that's probably going to happen. I think he's bored with the conflict. I think he wants out. But the objective reality is that the Americans kind of lost. They didn't get what they wanted. The Iranians kind of checkmated them. Donald Trump keeps saying he holds all the cards. He destroyed all of the Iranian military. Yet the Iranian military seems to have a lot of capacity left. And in addition, Iran learned a very valuable lesson, and that is that it can close off this choke point and control the entire world economy. And that is a strategic defeat for the U.S.
Borzu, thank you very much for your time this morning. Borzu Dereghahi, longtime foreign correspondent and founder of Badlands Newsletter.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.
The days are longer, the calendar is filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grüns. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, so I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing, they're easy to toss in my bag on the go, plus they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA and FSA, eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grüns.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.